Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast, issued on Tuesday, March 26th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Community Food Co-op and NAF Group Real Estate. This forecast is not about operating ski areas. This morning, temperatures are in the 20s under partly cloudy skies and there's no new snow. Winds are south and west at 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts of 25 to 35. Today, temperatures will reach the high 30s and into the 40s. Cloud cover will increase throughout the day. Winds will be 15 to 25 miles an hour out of the south and southwest. Snow flurries tonight won't bring significant accumulation. Avalanches are unlikely this morning, but will become more likely as temperatures rise. Yesterday, skiers triggered loose snow avalanches near Big Sky that, while only involving the 3 inches of new snow, ran 400 feet on the firm crust. Near Cook City, skiers found the new snow well bonded to the old snow surface. After a day of warm temperatures, this will be the case on most slopes. Still, as the day heats up, and especially if the sun pops out, you could trigger small loose snow avalanches. There may also be isolated pockets where you could trigger a wind slab avalanche. Shady slopes, loaded by yesterday's south or west winds, are the most suspect. Be cautious of steep, wind-loaded slopes if the snow surface feels stiff and is cracking under your feet or sled. Yesterday, Doug and I found a dusting of new snow over a stout crust near Lionhead. On shady slopes, the lower snowpack is dry and stable. On sunnier slopes, you'll find unfrozen slush under the crust. As the crust melts this afternoon and becomes unsupportable on those sunny slopes, you could trigger a deeper, wet avalanche. The timing of this breakdown will vary depending on aspect and cloud cover, but once you start sinking above your boot tops in wet snow, it's time to get off steep slopes. Pinwheels and rollerballs are warning signs that the snow surface is becoming wet and the danger is starting to rise. The avalanche danger is low this morning and will rise to moderate this afternoon. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations to share, please contact us via our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or give us a call at 406-587-6984.